over the past week, we've heard President Biden acknowledge a flaw in his administration's response to the pandemic. It is still difficult to get tested for COVID-19. The president says the White House needs to do more to make at-home rapid tests easier to find. But yesterday, on a call with governors, he said supply shortages will need to be solved at the state level. The governor of Connecticut is trying to do just that. Governor Ned Lamont, a Democrat, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Peter.
And you're making more than 3 million at-home rapid tests and 6 million N95 masks available to the residents of Connecticut as early as Thursday. Why are you doing this?
We're doing this because it's the best defense against Omicron. And as you know, New York City is ground zero. We've been through this movie before about a year and a half ago when we saw COVID coming up I-95 Metro North. And I want to make sure we're ready this time. We've got about a 10% infection rate. So number one, look, at some point, the feds are going to get plenty of rapid tests. But in the meantime, we're going to take control of our own destiny. And we're handing out about 3 million tests over the course of the next week.
And I want to be clear about that. These are not the tests that President Biden said that people could order from the federal government starting next month. These are tests that your administration got a hold of and is now distributing. So first of all, where did you get these tests? These things are like gold.
They're like gold. We had a pretty good supply chain, Peter, going back a year and a half when we were scrambling to get the masks. So we kept in touch with those folks. We're able to move fast. We're able to pay cash. We were able to source them, verify them. So they're in the truck right now, so we feel pretty good they're going to be here on time.
Many states won't be in the same position, though. So are you worried about going back to the early days of this pandemic when states and the federal government were competing to find and distribute supplies like this?
Yeah, that was a mess. I mean, back when we were scrambling the globe for masks, it was like surge pricing on Uber. They would deliver, and then they'd be rerouted down to the, quote, national stockpile in Washington, D.C. So there was a mad scramble. I think this is going to be a lot more orderly. This is a bridge to when President Biden gets us probably about 5 million tests, you know, starting at the end of January. So I hope we're going to be in good shape. But take some of the pressure off. Everybody is lined up and stressed out to get their tests. You'll be able to get the tests. We're distributing it to schools and distributing it through town hall.
You were on the call with President Biden and other governors yesterday when the president addressed concerns about some of these supplies getting to states. That was expressed by Arkansas Republican Governor Asa Hutchinson. Let's listen to the president's response.
Look, there is no federal solution. This gets solved at a state level. I'm looking at Governor Sununu on the board here.
Governor, do you agree, based on what you're doing, it sounds like you do, that this is the state's job to get this figured out and not the federal government's?
I think it's a partnership. Look, a year and a half ago, the states were pretty much on their own. There was nothing in that national stockpile. Today, the federal government's a lot more of a partner. But let's face it, it's the governors. That's where the rubber meets the road. We're the ones that have to get the vaccines administered. We're the ones that have to get the test to people, make sure that people test, make sure we, you know, verify the results. So we're doing that with all of our municipal partners. But it is a partnership.
One of the Republican critics that you have there in Connecticut is grateful for these tests, but says there needs to be more guidance to local governments on how to distribute them. So what is the plan? How are you going to get masks and testing kits to people in an orderly way so that people who need them get them?
We are doing a conference call with all the municipalities. I think that's going to be today. We're going to lay out the strategy, how we get those masks out there, starting with a million masks for the or tests for the municipalities. You know, by next week we'll be able to get them to the schools, so that at that point, as our kids are coming back to school, nothing more important than our kids be able to get back to school safely. We'll be able to get the tests to the kids. The kids can have them administered with their parents at home, so the parents feel confident that their kids are safe, and in fact, the kids are safe.
Do you want schools opening as planned after the winter break, even with Omicron surging?
I do. I do. We opened a year ago, September. Everybody thought that was a little aggressive, but we did find that, you know, wearing the masks and with the disinfecting, we were able to open our schools safely. They were some of the safest places to be at that point in time with the Delta. Then our teachers were some of the very first we got vaccinated, so they're thoroughly vaccinated. I think we can open our schools safely.
And what about hospitals? Are they prepared for what the next few weeks will bring with Omicron?
Right now, our hospitals are doing okay. And hospital admissions are flattened out a little bit. We have a lot of infection, but not as many hospitalizations as a year ago. But, this variant can throw you a lot of curveballs. We'll see what next week brings.
Ned Lamont is the governor of Connecticut, a Democrat. Thank you, sir, for your time today.
Thanks, Peter.